It's mid-morning, shortly after the close of our last episode. As Della Street enters the law library, Perry Mason is speaking on the phone.
Yes, yes, that's right. Check it through, will you? And be sure to let me know if...
Right. That was Lieutenant Halverson. They've checked the moniker file.
Mm-hmm.
There are several dozen crooks known as Gus involved in car theft. Any or none of them might be the Gus tied up with the syndicate.
So we'll have to find Suzanne Barkley before we can identify Gus,
Unless we find the nerve center.
What's that?
Well, the syndicate is big business. It's got to have bookkeepers and auditors, a controller, a treasurer. It has to have men who hand out assignments to the boys and girls who actually steal the cars, and another whole team of drivers to dispose of them. There has to be a headquarters. They have to have a meeting place, a clearinghouse.
Yes, but Chief,
Della, listen, suppose Della Street is 18 and reckless, and you fall for the line Gus hands you. You go to work for him.
As Sue Barkley did?
Yes, just about. Okay, now you're working for Gus. You steal a car for him, say, in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And you deliver it here for redistribution. Okay, you have to be paid and get another assignment. Now, Gus could handle this over the phone, but it would be so much better if you have a safe place to meet your boss face to face. Then Gus can brief you on latest developments. And remember, they've got scores of people in this syndicate. So the clearinghouse must be a place where a number of people going in and out wouldn't attract attention. Preferably, it's close to a hot car drop where stolen cars are taken for alteration.
Well, that could be a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to tell Mr. Wallace of this development. Give him an appointment.
I'll check your desk, Alan.
No, I'll do it. Yeah. See. Fellow, what is this? You have written here, Tony's for dinner.
Tony's at the new nightclub where Kate Beekman has started to work, and I thought, since her father asked us to look it over to see what kind of place it is...
Yes, I understand. Did you make reservations?
I wouldn't dream making plans without you, Counselor.
Uh-huh.
I'll make the reservations right now.
After you phone Mr. Wallace. Well, as you know, the syndicate does have a clearinghouse, a secret meeting place. That place is the new nightclub where Kate Beekman is working and where Kate herself is in imminent danger. For unknown to Kate's parents or to Perry Mason, Kate's boss is Gordon Weber. Now, in Gordy's office.
Yeah? Gus, I didn't ask you to come in.
Sure you did.
Look, don't tell me what I
said. You told me to come in when my boys picked up the first batch of cars. My boys have got the first batch of cars, so here I am, and here's the worksheet. You forget how fast I work, Gordy.
You just started.
The cars are in the garage. The mechanics will have them repainted and the serial numbers altered by tonight, and we'll ship them out for delivery.
It's okay for a start. All right, beat it, Gus. I got things to do.
If you mean assigning drivers to deliver the heaps, I made your schedule.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here. And if you mean getting the boys and girls together for a meeting, that's all taken care of. I passed the word. And if you mean the estimate of expenses JT always wants to see, I fixed that, too. Did I do wrong, Gordy?
Wrong?
You don't care if I took it on myself to fix up those little details?
Care? Me? Gus, I'm glad you did.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to take care of the details. That's fine, Gus. Keep it up. You'll save me time.
What was that?
Well, I can't give you details, Gus. JT says keep it on my hat, but I can tell you. JT's given me a special job to do for him. So the more time you save for me, the more time I'll have for JT's special job.
Huh.
Oh, and Gus, in case you got the idea, you can stall. So I won't have time for JT's job. Don't. Or I'll have to tell JT you aren't pulling your weight, so I can't do his job for him. You know how JT feels about a pet idea.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Too bad JT and me don't want to let you in on it.
I'll see you, Gordy.
Yeah, one more thing. Miss Fasina.
Hmm? Oh, the girl who's in charge of entertainment.
Yeah. I understand you went to see her last night. Now, that's okay, Gus. Do me a favor. Keep it up. I'm going to be so busy I won't have time for Tony.
A special job, eh?
Yeah, that's it. So, look out for her, will you, pal? I mean, Miss Fasina. The girl who's in charge of entertainment. And, Gus, remember, leave the rest of the help alone.
Referring to Kate Beekman?
Her and the rest of them, except Tony. Now get out. Oh, Gus?
Yeah?
Report back at 2 this afternoon.
Sure.
Oh, hello, Gus.
Well, if it isn't Miss Fasina, who's in charge of entertainment.
Huh?
I want to talk to you.
We've got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, you've got something to tell me.
Oh, no.
And I've got something to tell you.
Well, we can go in the cocktail lounge.
I don't like cocktail lounges. Yeah, I'll get the door. Yeah, we got the joint to ourselves.
You, got something to tell me?
Yeah. You're a sucker, Tony.
What?
I offered you a bona fide proposition last night. I offered to help you if you'd put in the good word for me with Gordy. And what happens? You told him I came to see you.
Sure I did.
That wasn't smart, Tony.
What do you think you're kidding, big boy? You said put you in solid with Gordy. That'd be good for you and good for me.
Because that'd leave him with more time with you.
Yeah. And you said it'd help Gordy, which is what you want. Gordy told me about you, handsome. He says you'd do anything to stab him in the back.
He's only half right, Tony. Look, I'm going to level with you.
Skip it.
Cards on the table, Tony. This is what I couldn't tell you before.
Oh, you trust me now.
Yeah, because you've got to trust me. I know what's going on. I know what's eating you. Gordy and that redhead.
I didn't say...
You don't have to. Gordy told me.
What?
Oh, he didn't mean to. But I'm a boy who can add two and two and come up with the right answer. Look, let's take it in order, kid. Gordy's half right, but only half right. The only thing I want is to get out from under his thumb, and I'll do it any way I can.
If you think I'm going to help you...
You can help me in a way that won't hurt Gordy. At least not much. Now, Gordy told you he's got no time for you now. He says it's because he's got to get chummy with the redhead. He told you it's a business deal, right?
I'm not saying.
Well, it's supposed to be a secret. But Gordy's a lad who has to talk. You know he's got a boss. You know this is more than a nightclub.
Well...
I know you know. Because I know Gordy has to talk. Just like he had to tell me what he told you. He has to throw his weight around and act like a big guy.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and let you knock Gordy.
Look, how you feel about Gordy is your business. But it fits real cozy with my business because you want Gordy and you'll help me in order to get him.
What?
You don't stand a chance once he starts after that redhead.
Gordy said...
Yeah, he said it's business. But you know Gordy, too. Now, here's my ace. Was Gordy mad when you told him I came to see you?
Well, yeah, he hit the ceiling.
Don't make me laugh. He didn't care, right? And here's my other ace. Gordy went so far as to ask me to take you off his hands.
He didn't.
That's just talk, kid. You know I'm telling you the truth. Gordy's slipping away from you. Are you just going to let him slip away, or you going to fight back my way?
I don't want... anything to happen to Gordy.
Now, look. What if I fix it so Gordy keeps his job, keeps operating the club? And what if I fix it so he lets the redhead alone? So he'll go out of his way to keep from speaking to her? You like that, Tony?
You can't fix that. The big boss told Gordy. Unless he's lying. If Gordy's lying...
That's our ace in the hole, kid. The big boss did tell him to get friendly with Kate Beekman. The big boss has plans for her.
How do you know?
Because I know how he operates. I know him better than Gordy. Gordy used to work for me. Look, kid, all we have to do is make the big boss see Gordy's not the guy to make with Beekman. You get it?
Yeah, but...
All the big boss wants is results. He doesn't care who gets her confidence. When he sees Gordy can't do it, he'll turn it over to me.
But how?
How? That's the fourth ace, Tony. That's the simplest thing of all. If you'll help. Will you?
You, promise Gordy won't get hurt?
Only a little bit. I mean, the boss will be disappointed, but since I'm here and ready to take over, it won't signify. Now, let me tell you something. Before you give me your answer, this business is like a ladder. Gordy's up the ladder ahead of me. If I can't get past him the easy way, I'm going to kick him all the way off.
He might kick you off.
Maybe. But it'll be a real dogfight unless you help me. What do you say, Tony?
I wish I knew what you were going to do.
Do? I'm just going to show the big boss I'm the man to get friendly with Kate Beekman, that's all.
Until now, Kate Beekman has not been directly involved in the struggle for power within the syndicate. But in the very near future, Kate herself will be involved directly and dangerously. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?